You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We are back right here, and we've got a brother in the house. He's back in the Hizo. He's taking a bit of a hiatus. That's what he does. He goes a bit quiet a bit, and then all of a sudden he shows up, and he shows up strong. So in case you're wondering who I'm talking about the man Simba August. Okay, the man with one hell of an English surname. Okay, that's my brother Simba August right there. I'm the only one who's allowed to joke with him. He's an elder, and he's always here to, you know, to give us more insight from the Bible. So, Elder Simba, welcome back, man.
Thank you, Marvin. It has been long, but we thank God for the time and opportunity to meet again.
All right, so today you are back once again, Simba. Mm-hmm. You've got another interesting topic for us. You are a big fan of family life. Mm-hmm. And this time you're back again with yet another topic that I'm sure our listeners are going to benefit from. We're talking about the issue that is trending. Every time you open up social media, mm-hmm. I think half the time, 90% of the time, you're going to bump into the name or the word femininity mm-hmm. or masculinity. Okay, those are very, very popular words these days. So one wonders what is really going on, because we seem to have a section that is pushing either. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got men pushing masculinity, we've got women pushing femininity. But how, you as a man of God, mm-hmm. okay, what does the Bible say as far as the family organization is concerned? Is it a tug of war like what we're seeing now, mm-hmm. or it's a totally different thing altogether?
Thank you so much, Marvin. I think the issue here needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And the only standard we can get is from the Bible. So if you go to the book of Genesis, it says, God said, let us make men in our image.
Yes.
Out of their image, God said, we created men and female. Mm-hmm. He created them.
Yes.
And he gave them dominion over animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing here God creating men and female,
mm-hmm.
and he gave dominion
to men. Yes,
take it again. Men and the female, he created them.
Yes,
so dominion was given to both.
Oh, is it?
So the issue of masculinity and the issue of feminism, you know, gonna go need sir. Genesis, male and female, he created them.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
But dominion, over animals and creatures and everything on earth. Focus a much on masculinity, isn't it? More focus a much on feminism. Patata mudziko. Kone zane geo chao, dante?
Mm-hmm.
Tatata mudziko. Lewano, siri kuziva plan ya mwari.
Mm-hmm.
Plan ya mwari ya kapiaganzi. Kana ta creator wana. Chia upa dominion over animals. Not over each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So dominion is supposed to be over animals.
Not
over each other.
Yes. Okay. Saka, ukazutasa pfungwa ya manji, like you were saying, why do we have those organizations, whatever it is? One watch focus on masculinity, others are focusing on feminism. Is it a girl child? And sana mbunduwa boy child. Boy child, you know, nange, isati ya wani ranzimbo. But fungwa ya ripo, ndiye kuti, warugu focusa, warugu kuti, dai warume wanzwai. Dai anamai wanzwai.
Mm-hmm.
So, zodori nda pa social media now, right now, wakano tarisara. Musikana akabuda achirambira murume zvaangada kuramba.
Mm-hmm.
Ngava kuterera ndi. The ladies will go and type. Sister is proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Murume akabuda achirasa musikana so. Angava ramba mutengera gift. Brother would is proud. Saka tuda ku reach a place where we say sister would is proud of. No, where we say family is proud.
Family is proud.
So why? That's why we are introducing family togetherness. A baba na kuwa ne moon, ano mira ega se family. Tofana ku mira pamuchete. Bisa oru na mari parusika. You know, he created them male and female, and he gave them dominion over all animals and all things that are on earth, but not over each other. Zegu mira taka mira uti awano daiso. Ipfungwa ye dominion yuda kushanda pamu.
Okay, so of course, you being a man of the word, I'm eager to know what the Bible says
mm-hmm.
about this particular topic. So if you can jump into the Bible and we explore more points from the Bible, I'm sure it will be beneficial for us.
Verse 26 says, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and everything. But the dominion was not given to over each other, actually. But it was given over the person, over everything, not the a certain individual.
Okay.
You cannot dominate the woman. You cannot dominate the husband. But however, Paul knows when I talk about it, he knows that he has a role, a player.
Okay. And of course, now that you've said that we are not supposed to, men are not supposed to dominate women. Women are not supposed to dominate men. So maybe don't we get another dilemma when we start mentioning about submission? Since that is one word that has also caused a lot of debate in today's society. How do we balance that now?
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me rush to the book of Ephesians.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. The answer bunzo kuti submission ino ya papi. Ndikatinzo zvinotaura napo. Achi refer back kune character yangaiswa naMwari over vanhu. Kuti vanhu havafani kutongana handiti. Asi vanofana kuita submission. Vanofana kurespectana, vanofana kuita sei. Ndikatione zvinotaura na Ephesians ari kuti husbands love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Andugona fungwa yemurume roho yake yapiwa.
Yes.
Anzi naMwari ida mukadzi wako. Sakriti zvakada church handi.
Yes.
Akaifira. Ikatinzwa mukadzi kuti ari kunzi aite se pa 22 yachinoti wives submit yourselves unto your wives unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Saka vakadzi vanofana kuzvi submit. Sekusubmita kwavanoita kuna Mwari. Sakanzi mukadzi ari kunzi adiwe nemurume wake sekunge kudiwa kwakaitawo church naMwari naKristu.
Okay.
Saka panapa pari kubuda zvinhu zvitange zviri kunopindirana namene kana wazviona.
Okay, maybe if you can put that a little.
Okay. Mwari ari kuti kune murume. Idan mukadzi wako.
Yes.
SaKristu zvaakadachi kerekewo.
Okay.
So kanzi kana murume agona kuda mukadzi wake, mukadzi akadiwa machi, it will not be difficult for the wife to submit. Saona murume paita dambudziko manje rekusatirirana. Vanogona paita dambudziko na priesthood. Asiri kutungamira imba yake zvakanaka zvekuti adiki. Saa dzimwe nguva vanogona kuta cry foul play kuti vakadzi havasi kutida kana havasi kutiterera. Ipo paita dambudziko remunhu asiri kugona kuda. Saka pane maroles anofanira kuplaywa panapa nemurume. Kuda mukadzi wake. And kuda kune sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. His only son. Kuda kuti akasacrifice. Saka kuda kusacrifice. Haugona kuda chinhu usingachisacrifice. Saka Movin, maybe mbudzo wangu azobvunza. Pamwe ndinga manya but waigona kuzobvunza. Saka murume anogona kujiwa here.
Okay, no, I was actually thinking that. Why is that?
Kuti pane munhu angati kuti ndadyiwa.
Oh no, another thing that is coming to my mind here, Elder Simba, is so are you telling me that a woman is not capable of loving?
Okay. Vakadzi naturally they are wired to reciprocate. And it? They are not wired to love. Saka mwari ari kuziva kuti varume ndo anoda. Vakadzi vano responda. Saka izvi zvakatonaka manje kana kuno vasikana vasatarorwa. Voziva kuti vangada. Vanga responda to love, and it? They respond to love. They don't naturally love. They learn to love. But men love. Then women respond to love. Ndo magadzira zvakaita. Saka kuti vana musikana kana murume anofanira kudzidza kunonzi kuita sei. Atingati pane atinoti ma love language. Tichamadzidza kumberi kupatine chizodzidza kuti murume anoda sei. Apa tiri ngo introduction kai.
Yes.
Murume anofanira kuziya chinodiwa nemudzimai wake kana ari mukomana anofana kuziya zvinodiwa nemusikana wake unospedza time uchipa musikana mapizza nezvinhu zvingada kutengwa chero une mari iye achida maruwa anokudza kuti murume uyu haasati ambondida zvandinodiwa pozvo yakamuika mufana so kamwe mbitoshora kungwe nemaruwa onzi kuti ndoga karora musikana wewe angane munhu angane mari akaziya manidzi saka kuda kunofana kuti iwe wodziva manidzi iwa uri kuda wacho saka Jesu akaziva kuti manidzi evanhu atadza anonzi chechi anofana kufirwa saka akaya akafa
Now that's powerful. That's a powerful point right there. So you were onto something before I disturbed you with that question.
Okay.
You proceed.
What was I saying?
You were talking about, I think you're opening a book from Ephesians, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Okay. Let me elaborate. On the last portion of that chapter, that's verse 33 of Ephesians, it says, nonetheless, let everyone, one of you, in particular, so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. Let me take it again. And say, nonetheless, let everyone, one of you, in particular, so love his wife even as himself. And the wife sees that reverence her husband. So you see the issue here. Mukadzi akaona kuti anodiwa. Anova respecta mukadzi murume wake. Sara akaona kuti adiwa na Abraham, akamuti the Lord. Saka unoona kuti zvinofana kudiwa akaona wadiwa zvekunzi Lord. Ndipo paunova wazi kuti ndagona kuda komana. Unofana kuwana mamwe ma credits ari mumbhaibheri. Ekuti da munhu kuti anokudaidza kuti ishe wangu, my Lord, wada munhu. Kwete kufungira. Saka ipapo takaona tagona murume agona kuda mukadzi wake. Handiti? Chaiye.
All right.
Vanoda vakadzi vasiri vavo. Wagona kuda mukadzi wako. Iye anodzosera mukozi mubasa remukadzi ku reciprocate. Sakanzi even to the extent of giving you names and respecting you. This is my Lord.
Okay.
Ndizo akataura naSara, anzi akadiwa naAbraham. Posara anga ni zvaimunetsa anga sina mwana ndiri asi baba vakaramba kwamira nemukadzi wavo saka rimwe rudo ratinozoti sacrifice nderekuti kana waona mukadzi wako asina maziso ari mara uramba uchimuda ikoko ndoko watinoti kuda kwacho saka usati wada munhu unofanira kutanga wapinda mutheater wobva wamuimagina kuti kana asina chakati nechakati ndingamuda here ukaona usingamuda akadaro ubva waziva kuti hausati wakumuda ndokusacrifisa ndokufira kwacho.
Okay.
Apa zviri kunzi anofana kuchiita izvi murume. Saka murume akagona izvozvo mukadzi ziri easy to reciprocate.
All right. Okay, so time gets jealous when we're having such interesting conversations.
Yes,
so right now we're left with just about a minute and a half, Pastor Elder Simba. You know, with such powerful words, I'm tempted to call you Pastor.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, how are you going to round up this issue? Is we are facing a world full of femininity, masculinity, and now you are coming with the word of the Lord. What do you want to say as we close?
In closing, what I want to say is unfortunately, we did not have much time to read the Bible, but I can reference.
Yes.
If you go to the book of Genesis, it says, for God so loved the world. The book of Genesis says, God created men and male and female.
Yes.
And he gave them dominion. So point number one, both male and female were created by God.
Okay.
In the same image. And they were given dominion over animals and all creatures, but they were not given dominion over each other. That's the point to take.
Okay.
Saka kuna munhu angazogona kumira achitsanangurira ana baba kuti tongai mhuri. Munhu ana kupiwa dominion over one moon over each other.
Okay.
Hakuna munhu angagona kuzomira achiudzana mai kuti tinoda ma equal rights. Hakuna geo chadinozoya achiti tiri kudzvanyirwa kumbawo kana vanhu vakaziya maroles avo. Mese munono kutavo chikoche so. Jesu anoti ini ndoita kuda kwababa vangu handiri. Inini handitaure zvangu ndosva zvababa vangu.
Okay.
Sokanzi ini ndichakusiyira imwe yamunyaradzi. Haangataure zvake. Anotaura zvani. Zvandakamuudza. So ndo zviri family. Family murume anzi ndiye priest. Achaudzu. Achataura zvadzidziswa naJesu. Mai votaura zvadzidziswa nababa. Mai voudza vana zvadzidziswa nababa. Hapaita dambudziko. Hakuna anozomira achiti isi toda mai kwaraiso. Unenge kutoziva kuti roho yangu ndeii. Zviri kunopindana. Wakutoziva kuti ini ndiri baba. Because introduction yataita kuti yaiye kuti ndini baba mati. Tatorasika. How can you introduce what you are?
Okay, now that's a powerful question right there as we are closing. How can you introduce what you are? So for all the brothers out there who are demanding, you know, and telling people that they are the fathers, they are the heads of the house, well, the moment you declare yourself, it means that, well, you're doing something wrong. So time, of course, are getting a little jealous, but nonetheless, Elder Simba is going to be here giving us more of these precious truths from the Bible, especially that have to do with family life. So Elder Simba, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much, Marvin, for having time with me. Thank you.
All right, so stay with us right here on your number one program.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.